This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 88 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. That is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are starting our next themed month, right? Last month was Mel Gibson movies. We're in a new month. It's September, and it's time for some disaster movies. Now, Alex, I know that you and I are both fans of the disaster movie genre, so much so that way back in the day, we were talking about doing live shows about ranking some. And so this is almost like a way for us to finally get to talk about some disaster movies. Am I correct in saying you are a fan of this genre?
Oh, I love this genre. I mean, we're going to cover it once we return back to the live streams. We're going to give the fans what they wanted, our top list of disasters. But yeah, this is one of my guilty pleasures. In fact,
absolutely. None of these are Academy Award winners.
Nope.
All of these are a ton of fun, hopefully. So how we came up with this list. Of course, I picked one, Alex picked one, and two of our patrons over on patreon.com/levelsofgeeks, check it out, they picked the other two. So we are starting this week with my pick. That is a little movie from 2015 called San Andreas. Now, Alex, when did you see this? Have you seen this? Do you own it? What's the deal?
All right, so this movie, I did see it in the theater with my wife on IMAX.
Ooh,
it was,
that's the
it
way
was,
to do it.
Yeah, it was amazing in the IMAX theater. I'm going to talk about the movie, but the experience was legit. Like, anytime you see a disaster movie, you got to watch it in IMAX. Just hands down, just to feel the disaster. And then in terms of purchasing, it's weird. I don't own this in 4K, but I do have it on Blu-ray because I had the digital code. So it came from somewhere, the digital code. So it was on Blu-ray. So yeah.
There you go. All right. So yeah, I own it on Blu-ray as well. And so we watched it. Now, before we get started, we're going to give you a little bit of our, if you're new at all, here's how the show works. Alex is about to give you some box office numbers. I'm going to go ahead and give you some Rotten Tomato scores just to let you know how both critics and fans felt about these movies. And then we take those reviews and say, who cares? And we give you our take in our normal criteria, which we'll get to when we go through the review. So Alex, please let everyone know how much money this movie made.
All right, so here we go. This is San Andreas from 2015. Domestic, it made $155 million. Ooh, international, nice. $318 million. On a worldwide total of $473 million on a budget of $110 million.
That's what I like to hear. This movie came out 7 years after The Mummy 3 and had a lower budget. The Mummy 3 is now our comparison point for all things on this show. Isn't that wild? It came out way later, looks a million times better, and costs less money. Go figure. All right, so yeah, it was a box office smash, you might say. They've been working on a part two for years now, so that's not surprising, you know, seeing how much money it made. But how did the critics feel about it? Well, I'm going to tell you. They didn't love it. This sits at the 49% on Rotten Tomatoes. 49 critics, 52 audience. I'm a little surprised. It seemed like a lot of people went to see this, but I guess when they left, they didn't like it. I don't know what's going on. 49 and 52 for a big hit, but irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Irrelevant because me and Alex are about to give you our take on this movie, our second Rock movie of the week. And now he's Dwayne Johnson. Now we got to call him Dwayne Johnson because in Scorpion King, he was The Rock. But now he's a man. He's Dwayne Johnson. So Alex, I'm going to let you take it away. Give us your opinion on our lead character here, played by Dwayne Johnson.
Look, I'm going to be honest. He is light years away from what Scorpion King was, man. In terms of acting, he was really good. Believable father, okay? His daughter was hot in this movie. I mean, let's just be honest. He had those blue eyes, and I was like, where the hell did that come from? But in reality, in all honesty, all jokes aside, he was really entertaining. He was very believable. He was a helicopter rescuer, right? He was like a Coast Guard type of rescuer.
He was he was part of the firefighters, but he was like a helicopter.
A rescue chopper pilot.
Rescue. Yeah.
That's what he was. And he was really good, very believable in that role, which was weird, right? Because you never seen The Rock like flying a plane or a helicopter because he's such a big dude. But for this movie, it worked. To me, it worked. I thought he was really good. I thought the premise of him, the dynamic of him and the wife, all that was really believable when he was all with his family and him trying to get them out when all the disaster craziness was happening. I liked it. I thought it was really good. I give him a 4.5. He kept me engaged in the movie, whereas the Scorpion King, not as much, because this one I felt like he was more, you're just starting to feel his emotions coming out with the roles, each role that he's taking, which we're not covering much of The Rock this year or next year, but we will in the future episodes. We're going to cover some Rock movies, but I enjoyed this role. I thought he did a great job. So kudos to him. 4.5.
Right on. I'm not going to argue with you. I really liked him in this role. I thought, you know, by this point, he has been in a lot more films. He's really worked on his acting. Is he like the greatest actor of all time? No, he's not. But you know what he is? He has a lot of charisma. That carries over from, you know, his days as a wrestler. And even though he's funny, he's not funny in this role. It's a more serious role for him. I think he does a great job. There's a lot of dramatic parts peppered throughout the film, right? Like you had the beginning part with the daughter and he's going through the stuff. And then he goes to, you could tell when he goes to meet his ex-wife, he's kind of like, disappointed that he's not going to be taking the daughter. And he does a good job with it. Or the scene where he's talking with his ex-wife and they're talking about like the daughter who passed away. He doesn't quite cry, but he's believable in that scene. And I think one thing they nailed is you're absolutely right. I would never think of him as a helicopter pilot. But if you're telling me he is a like rescue chopper type pilot, then no. I believe you. You know what I mean? He's a big dude. People this size can't be like, I don't believe him as like an office worker or like, you know what I mean? Like he is an action guy and this is a perfect role for him. I gave him a 4. I think he was great. I thought he was believable. Of course, anytime there's anything physical, you're not going to tell me he can't do that. You know what I mean? For example, if someone's hanging off of something and he's holding them with one arm, I believe he can hold that person with one arm. He's enormous. So it works. I really liked him in this as well. I give him a 4. Okay, let me explain what we're going to do here, because we have to change the categories a little bit, because me and Alex talked off air. We said, hey, how do you score a villain in a disaster movie? And while some of these movies, like one of the ones we're going to watch later, has a distinct person who's like a bad person, they're not the main villain or like the reason, right? So we decided to score the disasters as the main villains, right? Mother Nature, if you will. So Mother Nature will be the main villain in 3 of the 4 of these movies. And starting off with, how did she treat the Earth in San Andreas? Alex, please.
Well, Mother Nature was a bitch.
That should have been on the poster.
Yeah. Mother Nature is a bitch. San Andreas. When you mess with Mother Nature, she goes back. Right? Like,
that's right.
She was good. Mother Nature was really bad, man. Mother Nature was good, man. She was believable. She hit them with some water, right? She threw water at them. She threw some wind. She cut some wind on them, right? She had to cut wind with tornadoes. You know, what happens is that you don't mess with Mother Nature, man. See what happens when you mess with Mother Nature? She's going to become really ruthless. And we got to see it crack the earth because
literally
she cracked the earth. She's like a Nestle Crunch bar. She just crunched it. Look, I gave Mother Nature a 5 because she's just such a bitch. And it was just so, there's nothing I can say.
Right on.
Yeah. What did you give Mother Nature?
What do you think? F5.
F5.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what. Oh, you're right. All your points, you are correct. But here's the thing. I was like, all right, I was really breaking this down. I was like, yo, this the villain is Mother Nature. How is she treating the characters in this movie?
Yeah.
Ruthless. Look, first of all, look how many people die in this movie. Yep. A million, right? A million deaths, probably more. Millions of deaths automatically get you points. Okay. Yeah. On top of that, the disaster, the main disaster in this is earthquakes. Now, why I like this movie, they're genius. Because they said, all right, look, earthquake is pretty crazy. It's pretty scary. And a lot of people will die. But how can we make it scarier? Oh, yeah. When this earthquake comes, it's going to make a tsunami. So now you got an earthquake. You got a tsunami. There's fire. Remember that whole little area where they're trying to get to? Burning up. Then there's the high winds from everything and the buildings falling. And it is an earthquake, but it causes so much other stuff that you got to give it the 5. You know what I mean? The property damage alone is worth a 5. Yeah. Buildings falling over, falling in the earth.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh my gosh. Nobody's treated the Golden Gate Bridge like this since Godzilla. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Or X-Men.
Goes right through it. The wave goes right through it. I loved it. 5 out of 5. Mother Nature. She struck hard. That's what we want in our disaster movies. Okay. Now, action scenes, which also these now are more descriptions of these disasters, pretty much. Well, how do you rate this?
You know, look, the action scenes are fives. I'm gonna be honest with you. Look, Mother Nature, that's one category. This one, I'm just gonna talk about the heroes in their situations trying to get away from Mother Nature here.
Yeah.
The tsunami scene was phenomenal. How all these boats were trying to get away from Mother Nature. Then you got the twister. That big F5, I don't even know if that was an F5. It was like an F10 or something on the Fujitsu, whatever the hell it was.
The Richter scale. It was the Richter scale.
Yeah, 10 on the Richter scale, right? Like the F5. That scene with the tornadoes were so real awesome. I mean, I love tornado movies, and we're going to be covering some here. And
the best one.
Yeah, the best one out of all of them.
Yeah.
But the thing is like just something about tornadoes in movies, it's just, I don't know, it just captivates me, right? Because we're sitting in an IMAX theater, you're hearing the... And you see this rumbling and you're like, oh, yes, who's going to die? And you're rooting for people to die. It's great, right? Like, that was cool. I love the tsunamis. I don't know. Something about tsunami also, it gets my heart pumping because this could really happen, right? Like,
I mean,
what's going on
tsunamis
now.
Tsunamis happen all the time, especially like Japan and,
Not this extravagant where you see like a 150-foot wave coming towards a city and all this. But if it does, at least you guys know what to do because The Rock showed you. Take a boat and go over it. Yeah, with a boat. So pretty much just do what The Rock did. I like those sequences. I love the earthquake sequences because you don't see much movies tackling earthquakes like this, right? Like only... A lot of my friends always talk about the old earthquake movies where you see everything like all crashing and all that.
This is about 30 million times
this
more well done.
Especially with Blake in the car. You see everything, you know, and I thought that was all legit. I thought it was pretty cool. Even the boat scene going through the building while it was collapsing into the ocean. I thought that was all spectacular. Look, I gave it a 5.
You won't get an argument from me once again. We're on the same page. I also gave it a 5. And I'll tell you why. The diversity of actual set pieces, I really appreciated. Because when you have a disaster movie, right? If it's too one-dimensional, it's, you know what I mean? It's not that great. Like, this movie opens with a girl getting knocked off of a cliff by a landslide. So there's another disaster that happens, like a small one. That helicopter scene's very thrilling. It's very tense, right? They got to get the girl. The car starts moving. The guy gets his arm trapped. I love the execution. The part where they're in the building and they're underwater and he's trying to save the daughter. Underwater stuff always makes me like, I feel like I'm drowning when people are drowning. I feel like almost like I hold my breath and then I run out of air. So very uncomfortable, but like the good kind, right? Like that I like watching. So you get like that suspense of the water scenes. A lot of good helicopter stuff. Like when he goes to save his ex-wife and he got to like fly between the buildings as they're coming down. Like it looks awesome. The tsunami scene is awesome. I mean, these are well done and executed scenes. And I got to say, I'm going to put it in action. This movie looks incredible. When you're talking about special effects kind of spectacle movies, this is 6 years old. It looks as good as anything that's coming out right now. I'm being 100% honest. The smoke looks real, which smoke can always look kind of bad when you're doing CGI. The water looks great. All the effects are great. The buildings collapsing look great. You know, we did a 2012 back in the day, the Should You Upgrade. I think this has way better special effects than that film. And that was like a bigger budget than this one, I believe. This one looks incredible. The effects are great. The action scenes are fun. I'm going to also give it a 5. I have no problems with it. I was having a great time when the stuff was really going down. So, all right, storyline.
Storyline, I gave it a 4. I thought the storyline was actually really good. It's very rare. And let me just tell you guys this. It is highly rare that you get a good storyline in a disaster movie. That you actually care for the heroes. You go, wow, this actually makes sense. I mean, the other one that I think it's up here, but we haven't covered it. We will. But I got to say, the day after tomorrow or the day before tomorrow.
After tomorrow.
Yeah, the day after tomorrow, I think is another excellent story. But I'm not giving you my ranking because we might cover it. But I think this one, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I believe the hero storyline, he lost his daughter. He has another daughter, you know, and then it's not. And the thing that I like about the story is that it's not overpowering the disaster point of the movie. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's not the, oh, my God, you know, their conflict is not interfering with what the hell is going on. They put their issues to the side and they got to save each other. They got to get their daughter from this disaster. There's tsunamis and, you know, they got to find Blake because I think her name is Blake. And I like that. It's rare. I'm telling you, it's a very rare feat to find a movie that has good storyline in a disaster movie, right? Because there was Hurricane Heist, and that was a piece of crap, right? Ooh. If you really think about it.
Director of Mummy 3, Rob Cohen.
And there you go. That's all you had to say. Mummy 3, the movie's going to be horrible. So yep. I gave it a 4. What do you give it?
All right. So on that, this is the first one where we're going to depart a little bit. I'm just a little bit under you on the story. I gave it a 3. Mainly because I feel like I do like The Rock's, I like his whole like arc with him, the ex-wife, the daughter, the dead daughter. And I think all those, so first of all, this has a great cast because The Rock does a great job. Carla Gugino as the ex-wife, she's always great and reliable. Paul Giamatti, one of the best actors as the scientist in this movie. I love Paul Giamatti. That's where I feel like it fell a little bit flat for me because I liked his character and I wish they focused more on his storyline as well. Like the predicting of the earthquake stuff. I think they leaned more into the emotional storyline with The Rock and his family and didn't give the same fair balance to the scientific type storyline. Because, you know, these movies usually have a balance of like the family stuff and then like the scientific stuff. And this one dropped the ball with the science stuff for the most part to me. But that's a kind of that's a personal choice because I agree with you. I think The Rock storyline is great. And if that's all there was, then I probably would have gave it a 4 as well. But because they introduced this other stuff, but they don't fully really do much with it, I wanted to see more of it. But I also don't want the movie to be 3 hours. So I'm going to give it a 3. I think it's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, these disaster movies are not known for their amazing scripts anyway. But the dialogue's not overly cheesy. I thought it was good. And the performances are good. So that helps. All right. Overall,
I gave it a 4 out of a 5. This is a great disaster movie. Look, again, if you don't have it in your 4K collection, I don't know what the hell to tell you. I mean, I know I don't some damn reason. I gotta pick it up. But yeah, look, it's overall, look, you got action. You got it in here. You got storyline. You got it here. You got a great ensemble of a cast. I mean, the cast is such amazing throughout. I mean, Dr. Was it Lawrence? That's Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Dr. Great. Lawrence. Yeah, that dude's yelling everywhere. It's gonna happen.
When the poor Asian dude at the beginning on the Hoover Dam.
I felt bad for him.
Like,
man.
No. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so you got a great, like, this has a great chemistry. And again, it's a rare thing to find in a disaster movie. I mean, we're going to be covering a lot of good disaster movies here and in future episodes and even live streaming. We're going to be talking about some. But again, this is really hard to find chemistry, good story, well done. And again, well done CGI on these natural disasters because there are movies that the natural disasters look like shit on screen. And
this ain't one of them.
Yeah, this is not. These look like they filmed on a real tornado. They're like, they casted a tornado and they say, hey, you're going to be good in this scene. We're going to cast you, Mr. Wynn. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you guys out. And the same thing with the tsunami. I love tsunamis. There's some movies that the tsunamis don't look good. This one looks like a believable tsunami. So with that said, 4 out of 5.
Right on. I have the same exact score. 4 out of 5. Look, this has all the stuff you want in a disaster movie. And I like that you said it at the top. This, to be 100% honest, is like a guilty pleasures genre. Because these are never going to win awards. I mean, maybe something like The Impossible. I don't know if you ever seen that with Ewan McGregor and Naomi Watts. That's a little more dramatic. I think you told me about that. Yeah, it's a great film, but it's more focused on the drama, and then the disaster is almost just adds to it. These are more like the action disaster movies, and they're not high art, but they can be extremely entertaining. This is one of them. That's why I picked it. I like this movie a lot. I really do. I think the performances are great. Alexandra Daddario, she plays the daughter. Her eyes, first of all, there's blue eyes, and then there's this girl's eyes. They look fake. They look CGI. That's one of the best special effects in the whole movie. Whoever made her eyes, out of this world. She's gorgeous, but for my money, I'm liking mom. Carla Gugino. That's my lady. I absolutely love her. She's gorgeous. She's a great actress, and I was happy. When at the end, she was like, you're my dude, Dwayne Johnson, Rock. You're my Rock. And I was like, yes, get back together with the Rock. Because that, she was with Mr. Fantastic. I was like, this guy's a dweeb. So I love Carla Gugino. She's amazing. It's a lot of fun. The movie's fun. There's a little bit of drama. You know, if you're watching with a lady and she maybe likes a little more drama, there's drama here. And then right after, people are going to get blown away by tsunamis. I love the tsunami scene because, you know, this is one of those movies where like everything gets worse and worse as it goes.
Yes, it does.
Not only is there a tsunami, then they're driving up it, and then they're running out of power. And then a big boat comes up. Then they get past the boat, and then some freaking carts start falling up. It's like, if it's not one thing, it's another and another and another. I love
suspense.
It. Yeah, it builds up, it builds up, it builds up. And then when they survive, you're like, whew, that was close. So 4 out of 5. All right, so total points for you.
Total points for me is a 22.5.
Oh, we're very close. I have a 21 out of a 25. This is a great disaster film. I feel like we're starting off disaster month on the right foot. So yeah, I absolutely love it. All right, so here's what's coming up next. Next week, we have, starting our Daniel Craig James Bond month, or not month, series, we will be watching Casino Royale, his first film from 2005. Very much looking forward to that. Oh, 2006, that's right. 2006, very much looking forward to that. And then we're going with one of our patrons, Rob. He selected a little movie called Volcano, starring the most classic angry old man ever, Tommy Lee Jones. And it's, you're never going to guess it, it's about a volcano. So we're going to see how that volcano, how Mother Nature does with that volcano. And then, yeah, we're also going to be next week doing our rankings of the Mummy franchise. So you definitely want to keep an eye out for all of that.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys Podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. And of course, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, please hit those subscribe buttons if you want to support the channel. Hit the like buttons if you enjoy the video. Hit those notification bells so every time we go live or we drop reviews, you guys will be notified. And of course, if you guys want to take us on the go, please follow Action Movie Guys on any platform, podcast platform, whether it's TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere on those podcast platforms. Other than that, that's your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.